Hawks lose in overtime, 2-1 against Montreal. Despite 36 saves from Corey Crawford in his second game back in Montreal, the Hawks couldn't find any offense at all until the tail end of the game. It was really not the type of game the Blackhawks have been accustomed to, and that the Blackhawks fans have been used to in the last few years. They lost in the faceoff circle, they had more giveaways, less takeaways, and were almost doubled in the shot category, 38-20. They were outshot in every single period, including not getting a single one off in overtime. It was an uncharacteristically uninspired performance from the team. For the first 10 or so minutes, the game looked pretty even, until the Hawks got called for two straight tripping penalties, first on Michael Costa, and then the second one, with 2 seconds left on the first one, to Nicholas Jalmerson. Well, they killed both off pretty well, and sometimes a good penalty kill can spur your team on to better momentum and better play. It didn't really happen for them today. Not even a fight by Christopher Stieg, of all people, could get the team in the gear. And yes, Christopher Stieg, of 8 NHL fights in his career, dropped the gloves against Brandon Gallagher in the first. It was away from the play, so I didn't actually get to see what upset Stieger or what Stieger did to upset Gallagher so much, but I'm just surprised that he got into a fight. After the Hawks' third successful penalty kill of the night in the second, they gave up a soft goal past Jalmerson's attempted block and a George Parros screen. George Parros didn't get into a fight, and he's the one you would expect to have gotten into a fight for them, and beat Crawford on his stick side. Then the Hawks finally get a power play when P.K. Subban throws the puck over the glass. It wasn't really a forced error. There was a forecheck, but it looked like Subban had plenty of time to settle the puck down before trying to clear it. He tried clearing it off the boards and down. It ended up going over the boards and out. The Blackhawks then proceed to have the absolute worst power play in the existence of power plays, giving Montreal not one, but two consecutive great shorthanded chances. They had better chances shorthanded than they did during all three of their power plays. The second of which required a stickless Crawford, who had lost his stick on making a save during the first power play, the first shorthanded opportunity, to make one of the best saves of his life on, I believe it was Lars Eller on a rebound. I can't describe it, you'll have to watch the video, it's up on YouTube and pretty much anywhere, but Brandon Prust came in on a partial breakaway against Nick Leddy and took a shot that Crawford blockered away with his stick side blocker towards Eller, who tried to put it home past Crawford, but Crawford kicked out his legs almost like Dominic Hasek style, and the puck bounced off of his skate blade of his left skate away from the goal and kept it a one-goal game. Then, even the first 10 minutes of the third, the visiting team was just so sluggish. It looked bad throughout the game. Maybe the Canadian customs in Quebec gave them a hard time. Maybe Patrick Kane can't speak any French or whatever. I don't know what it was. Maybe they had way too much poutine the night before. Don't know. Whatever. But other than Corey Crawford, who was the hometown boy, who was, I believe, Pat Foley and Eddie Olczyk said that he had 60 people request tickets for him and to see the game. None of the Blackhawks looked good the entire game, other than the last 10 minutes, when the first line finally generated some offense, which is what they're supposed to do. Sharp crosses the blue line, passes it to Taves, who drives towards the net, puts it in front of the net to where Marian Hossa had planted himself, puts it in the back of the net, past Carey Price. Tie game. Finally, a good, solid Blackhawks goal-scoring effort. Especially after having one waved off earlier before, because the officials believed that Hanzus was interfering with Carey Price. I looked at it on a replay. It looked like Price had just been beat glove side, but the official who was on the opposite side of the goal from where the puck came in believed that he was encroaching. In the official's defense, both of Hanzus' feet were well in the crease. He definitely was up in his kitchen, so to speak. It was a judgment call. The official said that it was interference. So then the Hawks, after scoring the goal, finally wake up. try to win the game in regulation, but they can't because Montreal's defensive strategy, which they'd employed pretty well all game, of collapsing all five players on the net to block shots, worked pretty effectively. Then there's a slight intermission. Game's headed to overtime. Overtime was just abysmal. The Hawks, I don't think, literally got out of their own zone for the entire time. Even when they had the puck, because Patrick Kane, who was one of the forwards in the first power play, or first overtime unit, holds the puck in the zone, trying to get the other players to, so that they can all change. There must have been a miscommunication or something, because only Taves can actually make it to the bench. They turn it over on a D-to-D pass, and Alexei Markov gets his second goal of the night, his fifth of the season, two of which came against the Blackhawks, through a Brent Seabrook screen. Why Siebes was screening his own goalie, because he could have blocked the shot, but he did like a flamingo-type thing. It didn't look like a really hard shot. I don't know what was going through Seabrook's head. I don't know, but all I do know is that Crawford, despite one of his best performances of the year, has not won a game since November, before his injury. And he won't win the one tonight, as Antti Raanta is getting the start against Edmonton in the back-to-back. Edmonton's coming off a pretty strong win against Pittsburgh, who everyone has predicted to win the Stanley Cup because it's Pittsburgh. And they're not really somebody to be taken lightly. Yes, the Blackhawks are going to be coming off a flight home off of an abysmal performance. Hopefully something will get them fired up. Till then, have a good night. Hopefully the Blackhawks can win tonight, too.